Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is playing right into President Trump's hands regarding claims of anti-conservative bias by the social media giant. NBC News adds its contribution to the growing list of fake news stories. Plus, you'll never guess who New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is blaming for the coronavirus nursing home disaster. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. I hope you've had a great week. We've got a lot to cover. We're going to start with President Trump because the war has escalated between President Trump and Twitter, actually all of social media, but it exploded yesterday with President Trump signing an executive order focused squarely on social media. Now, for some background on how this all came together, we go back to President Trump's tweets this week on mail-in voting, where the blue states are pushing massive mail-in voting. We all know that it is a recipe for increased voter fraud. President Trump tweeted about it. There is no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Mailboxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged, and even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed. The governor of California is sending ballots to millions of people. Anyone living in the state, no matter who they are or how they got there, will get one. That will be followed up with professionals telling all these people, many of whom who have never even thought of voting before, how and for whom to vote. This will be a rigged election, no way. All right, so did you see in those tweets though, did you see the flag that was on there? I'll put this back up on the screen. You can see it right there. A note that reads, get the facts about mail-in ballots. So when you click on that, you are taken to a page that deems President Trump's tweets as misleading, and as a fact check, it relies on CNN and the Washington Post. Those are the fact checkers that Twitter is using to make these claims against President Trump and to justify flagging his tweets. So that's bad enough. Well, then we learn that the head of Twitter's site integrity, the one in charge of the team that flags this, is rabidly anti-Trump and anti-conservative. He has tweeted out that Trump administration officials are actual Nazis. He praised a massive anti-Trump rally in San Francisco, tweet after tweet after tweet, showing that bias. He's the one in charge of fact-checking. So then, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, he decides to get into the mix. He can't stay out of this. He needs to jump in, and here's what he tweeted. Fact check. There is someone ultimately accountable for our actions as a company, and that's me. Please leave our employees out of this. We'll continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally, and we will admit to and own any mistakes we make. First of all, what a ridiculous statement. This guy, Yoel Roth, the one in charge of site integrity, he's the one in charge of the team. His team decides what gets flagged, not Jack Dorsey sitting there monitoring this particular thing. But Jack Dorsey's saying, don't criticize our guys. Don't criticize them. So they can criticize the president of the United States. They can monitor free speech. They can flag tweets in an inconsistent and biased way. But we can't criticize the Twitter free speech police? Give me a break. And here's more from Dorsey. This does not make us an arbiter of truth. Our intention is to connect the dots of conflicting statements and show the information in dispute so people can judge for themselves. More transparency for us is critical so folks can clearly see the why behind our actions. So now a public forum, which was designed for people just to share ideas, just to share thoughts, opinions. You know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. That's not the point. Now they are deciding what's permissible, what's not, what is factual, and what they think they need to clarify. That's not the role of a public forum. It's just absolutely outrageous. So President Trump jumped in. He announced an executive order. We're going to get to some of the details. But even before he announced it yesterday, Dorsey was taking heat. He was taking heat for those statements, for flagging the tweets in particular, and just almost playing into a trap laid out by President Trump because he justified everything we've always thought about anyway. So Ari Fleischer had some great comments on it, and here's what he said.
Twitter is a private company. They can be as dumb as they want to be, and they prove to everybody how dumb they can be. This was so incredibly stupid of Twitter to do this to whether it was President Trump's tweet or anybody else's tweet.
So I love that. Twitter has a right to be as dumb as they want to be. Then Fleischer addressed this whole comment about Dorsey saying it's Twitter's job to connect the dots. Here's what he said.
Good luck, Jack. Everything out there is a dot. Everything is somebody's opinion about something. Are you now going to regulate all that? Are you going to try to be the arbiter of it? This is the most foolish thing Twitter could possibly do. I'm not a fan of government interference in this because I believe in the private sector has the right to be stupid. But boy, did Jack Dorsey step in it.
So then Fox News' Harris Faulkner, she followed up with Ari Fleischer wanting to know how exactly did Jack Dorsey and Twitter step in it? And here's his reply.
Go on Twitter any day, every way, and you will see so much garbage on there. Twitter just lets that go, but they go after President Trump. So they're actually handing Trump and his deplorables the weapon that they do want to use to show how biased, how liberal these organizations are, and that has always rebounded in President Trump's favor. He's outplaying Twitter, and that's what makes it even funnier.
I just love that. Trump is outplaying Twitter. I mean, Twitter wants to show their bias, flat out show their bias, but then say they're impartial. I mean, the WHO, WHO, they're not getting fact-checked. China, with its propaganda, isn't getting fact-checked. Left-wingers all over the place aren't getting fact-checked, yet President Trump is the one that they flag. It's so blatant, so outrageous, and it goes into what we've known all the time. So, President Trump issued his executive order, and really what it's focused on is this 530C section of the Communications Decency Act. And what this section does, just for some background so you can tell your friends, when the internet, the World Wide Web, was first just booming, there were a bunch of sites on there, information people were posting on forums, saying whatever they wanted to, and some internet service providers and website owners decided to clean that up a little bit. Well, some court cases came out and actually found against those companies, saying, oh, you've moved from an aggregator, just putting information together for people, to a publisher. And as a publisher, you're now liable for what's on there. You can be liable for court case on defamation and other legal matters. So, man, those companies didn't like that. So the government, though, wanted to clean things up a little bit. So they put 230C into place to limit the liability, limit the lawsuits, so that website owners, companies, could go in, clean up child pornography, get rid of sex trafficking, things like that, without the fear of the lawsuits. Well, now we see how it's been twisted. Now we've seen how it's been perverted to this free speech police, how they are going in and picking and choosing what people can say, what they can't, all because of a left-wing agenda. So President Trump said, that's not right. We need to look at this. We need to narrow the focus of 230C to its intent. That's one thing. Also, he wants a review of all the agencies, all the departments, to see how much they spend in online marketing, advertising, on the social media platforms, because he doesn't want tax dollars going to companies that are blatantly biased against conservatives, censoring conservative voices. Also, he wants to push for legislation that will do something about 230C. So next, we want to talk about NBC News. But if you love the way things are going, please subscribe and please hit that bell. Folks, we're making our push for 100,000 subscribers by Election Day. We've seen some great movement over the past week. That's all because of you. I appreciate it so much. So please hit that subscribe button, and we'll move on to NBC News, because it's a great follow-up for Twitter, folks, because they are just adding to the fake news stories. They did it themselves. They took a story, and they twisted it to push a left-wing liberal narrative. And in this case, it has to do with Chuck Schumer and his tizzy that he's in about conservative judges being appointed in these vacancies. Here's the story. In an article published on Wednesday evening, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a report condemning the conservative influence over the judicial confirmations, including conservative lawyer and activist Leonard Leo, who oversaw President Trump's Supreme Court appointees, Justice Neil Gorsuch and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Our report exposes a twisted web of dark money and special interest groups who, behind the scenes, are investing millions and millions to plant ideological activist judges, completely remake the courts, and ultimately rewrite the Constitution, Schumer wrote. So basically, ultra-liberal Chuck Schumer puts a report together because he doesn't like that conservatives are being put into these judicial vacancies. That because we have a Republican president and Republican Senate, we are getting conservative judges. It would be okay if it were the other way around. He doesn't like it. He put this report together, and NBC News jumped all over it. But here was their headline. Here's what they wrote. Senate Democrats take on GOP court packing in blistering new report. All right, so first of all, I hate that word blistering. I hate when they use hyperbole in headlines. Let people decide from themselves. Is this an exciting story? Is it a boring story? But the blistering report instantly puts a judgment on the report that should be left up to the readers. But the real thing, that's just an aside. The real thing is the court packing, because that is where NBC is twisting and promoting fake news, because that is not court packing. What President Trump and the GOP are doing are simply filling vacancies, filling openings like you're supposed to, so we can actually have judges there instead of no one. And here's more on the report. Court packing was a topic of conversation during the Democratic primary, where many candidates favored having the presidential power to expand the number of judges on the bench, particularly on the Supreme Court, in order to outweigh the incoming conservative-leaning confirmations with liberal judges. Critics slammed NBC News for conflating the term with vacancy fillings. So that's it. They took one thing, tried to imply that it was something else. Now, author James Hassan, he tweeted this in response. The NBC article just blithely asserts that GOP is packing the courts. No. They're filling vacancies under the current structure of the judiciary. Dems are trying to obscure the definition of court packing, so their proposals seem less radical. Some in media, happy to help. It's just amazing, folks. This is a clear example. It follows on what conservatives say. We see the bias on social media. We see what the news media are doing. It's just absolutely outrageous. And here's a blatant one, trying to say, turn something as far as normal as filling vacancies into the evil court packing that the Democrats themselves were advocating doing. It's just outrageous. So next, we're going to talk about Governor Andrew Cuomo. But first, folks, please go out and check out Worldfare, because if you've got a digital photo, a photo of your house, they can turn it into a handmade work of art. Whether it is a photograph of your current home, maybe a childhood residence, maybe an iconic building from your alma mater, just send it to them and they'll turn it into a handcrafted keepsake for you or as a gift. It's graduation time. This would make a perfect gift. Just go to the link in the description. Use coupon code Bobby13 for 10% off. All right, next I want to talk about Andrew Cuomo, because this guy was the darling of the left. He was the one that could possibly replace Joe Biden. He was the one that they were looking at. No one likes Joe Biden. They were looking at him, yet the more and more he's looked at, the more you find out how bad he is, how wrong he is, and how his policies have actually hurt the state. This was a guy that said they needed 40,000 ventilators, was blaming President Trump because they didn't have ventilators. They didn't need a fraction of that. They had a surplus. He talked about how hospitals were being overwhelmed. Well, guess what? Part of the reason was because of his own policies led to the shutdown of many hospitals, fewer rooms, fewer beds. That's all on Cuomo. But then the big one was this controversy with sending patients positive for coronavirus, COVID-19, back into nursing homes. Guess who Andrew Cuomo is blaming for that? Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo passed the buck on the nursing home tragedy, saying nursing homes should have ignored his order and refused to take the elderly patients infected with the coronavirus. The obligation is on the nursing home to say, I can't take a COVID-positive person. I'm too crowded. I'm too busy. I don't have enough PPE. Whatever the answer is, it doesn't even matter. If they say I can't take the person, they can't take the person. So that's how it works. That's how it works. For nearly 2 months, Cuomo had an executive order saying nursing homes have to take these patients. And here's more. But it was Cuomo's order that forced state nursing homes to take in 4,500 patients with COVID-19, the Associated Press reported. Cuomo issued the order to nursing homes and other assisted living centers on March 25th, according to the AP. He did not reverse that policy until May 11th. The governor has also blamed President Donald Trump for the nursing home catastrophe, suggesting he was following federal government guidelines on where to send nursing home residents infected with the virus. Wow. All right, one more thing on this whole thing. This executive order has now disappeared from the state's Department of Health website. It's just gone. You can't find it. When asked about it by Fox News, the website folks said, the government folks said, oh, it was just in the part of routine website updating. That's why it's gone. Give me a break. So folks, that leads us right into, we've got Democrats, we've got the media. So we're forced to ask them, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
All right, we're going to start with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because just as Jack Dorsey and Twitter are getting into the free speech police movement, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg says that Facebook shouldn't be an arbiter of what people put online, what truth is online. They shouldn't be in that role. Well, AOC is blasting him. She knows the real reason why Zuckerberg doesn't want to get into free speech monitoring. And here's her theory. Zuckerberg is not worried about being bullied by Trump, the New York Democrat told nearly 7 million Twitter followers. He's worried that Facebook's PR operation is falling apart as it's exposed that their platform relies on white supremacists and disinformation peddlers to be successful. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's claim hinges on the idea that Facebook's nearly 3 billion monthly active users around the world are influenced by white supremacists. So yeah, they have 3 billion monthly active users, yet Zuckerberg doesn't want to get involved, doesn't want to hurt his revenue, his company, because he's beholden to white supremacists that they control what 3 billion people are doing. It's not the fact that 3 billion people are there generating revenue for this guy. Nope, it's white supremacists. That's who he's beholden to. That's what AOC says. So finally, with Twitter, we started with them. We got to end with them because this is just great. They jumped into the fact-checking business, right? Flagging President Trump's tweets on mail-in voting. Well, guess what? The Wall Street Journal checked it out. They fact-checked the fact-checking and found that Twitter needed fact-checking, that they had their statements wrong. They had to go back and fix them. So Twitter's fact checkers got it wrong. They needed to fix it. That's the mess we find ourselves in, folks. But we're going to see it more and more as the media, social media, big tech gets involved in monitoring free speech and being biased against conservatives. We're the ones that have to monitor it and fight back. That's what President Trump's doing. We need to join him. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified, and we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching, and before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified, and here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.